Are you sitting or lying down somewhere quiet? When you're comfortable, gently close your eyes. Listen to the music. It will help you feel very relaxed and peaceful. I want you to see your special star shining brightly above your head. It's filled with lovely white light. Now bring the white light from your star right down through your body, down through your head, and all the way down into your fingers and toes. It's warm and tingly. As the white light flows into every part of your body, your heart is filled with love for all living beings. Your angel guide is with you now, wrapping golden wings of protection all around you. Remember to leave anything that worries you on the worry tree. The worry tree will accept any kind of worry. You just need to pin it there. Then go through the gate with your angel guide into the garden. You can feel the peace and harmony in your garden. The sky is an indigo blue, and the clouds are small and scattered. The sun is a rich golden yellow and spreads light dappling through the trees. The birds are twittering, the rabbits hopping, and the monkeys swing through the branches as you enter your garden. There are dogs and cats and elephants, camels and boldly coloured parrots all waiting to greet you. They know something that you don't. The elephant is swinging you onto her back with her trunk as she ambles down the pathway that will take you to the grandfather tree. All the animals are following the elephant, whose short tail is swishing from side to side as she lumbers forward. Grandfather Tree is waving his branches to you in welcome. He is very excited, as there is someone special hiding in his branches. Can you see who it is? Look very carefully between the leaves, and you will see the Star Fairy. Isn't she beautiful? Her dress is silver and is made of fine material that shimmers in the sunlight. Her wings look as though cobwebs of silver have been woven through them, and on her head she wears a silver star that shines brilliantly. She is smiling in welcome as she has waited a long time to meet you. She sees you bring the light from the star through your body before you enter your garden, and she is always delighted to watch what you do when you are there. She is taking you by the hand and lifting you from the earth. Wave goodbye to Grandfather Tree and the animals as the Star Fairy is taking you to her home in Starland. You will see your garden becoming smaller and smaller as you rise above the earth, and it becomes but a dot as you move farther and farther away. You feel safe and secure with the Star Fairy as you fly towards Starland. You are both hovering above the stars, until the Star Fairy glides down towards the one that belongs to her. Everything glistens and gleams on her star. And look, other Star Fairies are coming to meet you. Each Star Fairy looks after a particular child, but they always like to meet the others who belong to their friends. They are taking you to the lighthouse that beams the light of the stars towards Earth. There are many beams lighting up the sky, and the light is brilliant where you are, but it becomes less bright when it reaches the Earth. You can enter the lighthouse if you like and discover how the light is made. I am sure the Star Fairy will allow you to direct the light of your special star towards your house so that your family feels this light. Why don't you mix lots of stardust with it? It would form a blanket over your home that would twinkle in the night for all to see. Your Star Fairy will take you to other stars so that you can meet the fairies that live there. If you ask, perhaps they will show you the children they look after. I'm going to be very quiet now and let you enjoy your time in Starland. Thank you. Now the Star Fairy is gently bringing you back to Earth, back to the Grandfather Tree, and back to your garden. When you are ready, you can open your eyes, or you may choose to spend more time in the garden. Each time you come back from your special garden, you can sit quietly for a while and remember the beautiful places you've been. Perhaps you'd like to paint a picture or make up a story. And of course, you can go back to the garden anytime you like.